It's Sunday, the 20th of March, and it's, what time is it? Oh my god, I think it's just after 10. Bit of a long lying bed this morning again. Better night's sleep last night. Always find it takes me a while to settle. It's in a strange bed when you're away from home, I mean. You know, so. But anyway, so, not too bad a night's sleep. On Friday night, I had a much better sleep last night. Up this morning to gorgeous blue skies and warm, and I mean warm, sunshine. Fantastic. I was up at 7 o'clock and I looked out and there was a sort of a very, very light covering the cloud right over the whole sky, but it had a brightness about it as if it was about to clear. And I went back to bed, and when we got up again at 9 o'clock, it cleared. The only residue of that is just over the water and over Wigton Bay, and that's given the sea. Then the sea looks from here as if it's like a mill pond. It's incredible. It just looks so quiet and calm. I wonder if I get the chance to nip down the day and capture some sounds at the wee cove down at the bottom of the site. The holiday park. Anyway, so a gorgeous morning. Absolutely. Standing here in front of the caravan on the veranda, sucking up this warmth, and it really is heat. We're getting heat now from the sun, which is great. Yesterday morning, it was a grey morning, and I registered that in my morning thoughts. But by about 11 o'clock, half 11, we were driving through. East to Kirkcudbrightshire, and the sun had come out and it just got better and better. The skies cleared bit by bit by bit, and we were at one point sitting having a light picnic on a bench looking out across a wee quiet bay just the other side of Kirkcudbright, the town of Kirkcudbright. We were at Kitford, which is a gorgeous place. Kitford, oh my god, two places there, Kitford and Rockcliffe, and you'll see some of the most beautiful houses built on a very steep, rocky slope, quite high, and from the sea level up to the top, there's incredible bungalows and houses in modern style, old style, people with plenty of money, because I think you need plenty of money to buy a house. But it's a gorgeous area, and it's frequented by loads of people wanting to go down and walk along the shore and the shore path. And there's a lovely hotel there. People were sitting out yesterday. Dozens of people sitting outside in the sun enjoying a cold refreshing drink or an ice cream from the wee shop. It was absolutely gorgeous. What a day. And we were in Dalbeattie. In fact, we went back to Dalbeattie for the vigil mass for Palm Sunday. This is Palm Sunday today in the Christian calendar. We got our palms last night as we entered the church. So everything worked out, because we did our run. We visited Dalbeattie on the way down and then came back to it for 5 o'clock for the service. And then drove back here, and as the sun was going down, it was in our eyes coming back, but it was absolutely wonderful on the country, twisty, turny roads. Even past an MOD area yesterday, and usually when you pass an MOD, you see all the warnings and the red flags, and you can see the fencing, but yesterday we actually saw the troops. Yes, the soldiers in their camouflage gear. Well, we saw them, so it wasn't very well camouflaged. Dozens of them out in a field with someone who was wearing, I believe it was a white hat. I guess he was the director of the marshal, I don't know. Probably Richard Hubbock at Owen Mudd will know what I'm talking about. But we could see them practicing some manoeuvres in a field. The first time I've ever seen it. But anyway, it was an absolutely fantastic day. I mean, the weather was just incredible. Absolutely incredible. And this morning, as I said, getting up to this. Oh, what a great wee break. We were going to go home tomorrow, but we're going to go home today. Strangely enough, why would you want to leave this bit? Well, Well, because I got a, I received a text when I switched my phone on when I got home last night in the caravan. There's a text from my, many of you remember my cousin Stephen, who died of cancer not so long ago, from his wife Faye, to say that Stephen's brother Willie, my cousin Willie, had died that morning, yesterday morning. So it's another family member away. And I remember Wally well because Wally was the spitting image of my uncle Andrew, his father, who was a pea in a pod with my dad. So Wally was the one cousin of the family that looked like my dad. So yeah, I don't think he'd been keeping well, but anyway. So not that I need to go back urgently, but well, we'll just go back. We'll saunter back the day up through, probably back through Dumfries and up to Moffat. Stop off at Moffat for a bit and head home by late afternoon, early evening, something like that. So we'll still make the best of the day. Anyway, it's absolutely wonderful to be standing here this morning in hot sunshine. What a difference, you know, as the seasons move on and when the sun rises higher and higher each day, that when you do get it this time of the year, there is genuine heat. Not like in the winter where the sun might be out, but there's no real heat behind it. Now you can actually feel it. I mean, if I put my hand here on my chest, on the fleece on me, on light fleece, it's the heat is here. It's fantastic stuff. Well, I'll tell you what I did do last night. Just on my well-being, obviously my mental well-being is on a high because of being down here and enjoying the runs and the food and just everything, the weather, fantastic. In the church last night, I was wearing sandals, and I don't know how I did it, but I went to get up from kneeling to standing, and my right foot swung forward, and my big toenail, or I should say my big toenail. whacked into the underside of the kneeler, and I felt this incredible pain, and it was throbbing, and I thought, oh God, I think I've burst it. I kept looking down, but there was no blood, and I just I fold it. I mean, fold over here means, you know, that you bear it, bear the pain. So I fold the pain till we get outside to the car, and I told my wife what I'd done. She says, well, let me see it. And it was absolutely black. The whole underside of the nail was absolutely black. So I think what I've done is I've tore the nail from the quick. And last evening, sitting watching the telly for a bit before I went to bed, it was throbbing. You know, you see these cartoon animations of like a toe or a thumb swelling and swelling and declining and swelling and declining, and so it's red and throbbing. Painful. That's how my toe was. Fortunately, it didn't bother me during the night, which I thought it would. This morning, it's still tender. I'm being very careful where I put my feet. And it is, it's fading from pure black now to pinky purple, if that's a colour at all. But anyway, so, injury. But anyway, so I'm thanking the Lord this morning for two things. For Palm Sunday, for obviously what happened in the Christian calendar on this day, way back with Jesus and the donkey and the people and everything else. But I'm also thanking him for giving us such wonderful, wonderful weather down here, and for keeping us safe in the roads in our travels. Just for being so good to us. It's great. Absolutely beautiful. Oh, hope the sun stays out from now till, let's say, October, eh? It'd be good. Right, I'm off for a shower. Mary's out, I see, so I'm going. Yes. Probably the last I'll see from Auckland, Mary Holiday Park.